Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
All right, everyone, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam. And we may be joined by a co-host or two today. I'm not entirely sure, but we are going to go ahead and take callers as usual. And if we happen to see our co-host here in the queue, we will go ahead and bring you guys on air. So as usual, we're going to be taking callers with a single question on any topic in their lives of their choosing. These questions need to be one part questions only, please. We do have a pretty full queue today. It looks like we have a lot of callers. We're going to try and get to everyone possible that we can. We do have about an hour and 59 minutes in the show time for today, but we're going to try and get to everyone as fast and as quickly as possible. Now, also, don't forget to check out our website for private sessions over on howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. First caller today, as we bring you on air, we're going to ask each caller to state their name, where they are calling from, and to go right into their question. Our first caller today is area code 201. First three digits are 864. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name,
Hey, Adam. Where
you are calling from, and go right into your question.
It's Rose calling from New Jersey, and I've been actively seeking work, and I'd like to know if you see me working in the near future.
Yes, Rose. Okay, give me one moment. I'm going to tune into that information for you, and I will let you know. Okay, Rose, I do see you actually working here in the new future, and I'm seeing a job opportunity coming up on the 24th, okay? So that's going to be one day extra than a week from now. So that's going to be this time next week, but as of one day more. So we're looking on Tuesday the 24th, okay? This is when the new opportunity is going to come to you. I feel that this opportunity is going to be beneficial. It's going to have what you need, okay? And then there's also room to grow and to expand. So I think it's going to be a wonderful opportunity for you.
Is this going to be like a phone call I'm going to get on the 24th?
I'm sorry. It's one-part questions only, please, today.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too.
All right. So we're going to bring on our next caller here. Next caller is area code 613. First three digits are 219. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Donna. I'm calling from Canada. I'm just wondering, I'm seeing a man named Chris, and I'm just wondering when you see him coming to my home again to spend time with me.
Okay, yes, please give me one moment. Okay, and has there been a communication problem on that side?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I haven't, like, he doesn't usually communicate with me, but I mean,
So you communicate with him, but you feel like there's a lack of communication from him on his end.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why I'm having a little bit of a problem connecting to the direct answer as to when he's going to show back up, because I'm getting a very sporadic energy from him right now. I do see that he's going to reach back out to you. I feel it's only going to be a matter of a few days at most. I feel that there will be a reconnection and he'll be coming to see you again. I just don't have the timeline. The timeline has not been set up yet. He's very sporadic.
But you do see him coming back.
That is correct. Okay, but we only taking one part questions today, so I wish you the best of luck upon your journey, and any information you'd like further, you could do so through a private reading.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, once more, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam, and we're going to be moving on to our next caller today, but for private sessions, please visit howpsychic.com. The link is in the show description. Next caller today is going to be 610 area code. First three digits are 390. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. My name is Sonia. My question was concerning my present job. I wanted to see what you're picking up for me as far as promotions and expansion and growing in this at this company, this job.
Okay. All right. Yeah, the first thing I'm going to ask you, because I have an answer for you, but I need to understand this answer a little bit better. So is there a particular reason you feel, or I'm picking up on you feeling somewhat uncomfortable within the job?
I mean, I've been there about 9.5 months. I know there has been some restructuring, but I had a conversation today with someone who knows about the subject, who's in that department, and, they assured me that, everything is okay. Especially our department and my job, that is critical and it's key. But, that they have spoken highly of me with my boss and even from my same boss and stuff. But I do want to grow. I'm not shy of trying new things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm feeling the opportunity for expansion is there for you, and I'm feeling that you're going to do very well within this company. I feel that you just have to get that confidence level up there a little bit more, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay. So as far as timelines, this could really be, expansion could be happening within a matter of weeks, or just a couple of months. It's really up to you right now, because I'm sensing it's about the effort, the energy that you put in, and I feel like it's like you always put in effort, you always put in that energy, but I'm sensing a little bit of timidness with the job or some kind of energy blockage there. So I feel right now you just need to boost that confidence level a little bit more. You'll be okay.
Oh, okay. I mean, someone new also started at the job, and I just feel like I can, is just my intuition. I just feel like this person just, I got to watch my back with him. Then he probably wants to take credit for everything himself, so any ideas I have, I just present it to my boss. That's just my intuition.
Okay. I get you. So just be a little careful, but don't become paranoid about it, okay? You'll be fine,
okay.
And I don't feel that this individual is going to be too much of a threat, because they're still going to see you, and they're still going to see the quality that you're providing. We're going to wish you the best of luck upon that journey ahead, and I do feel like you'd benefit from a private session.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Once more, namaste to all of our callers today. We're going to get to each caller as quickly as we can. Bringing on our next caller now, the area code is 404. First three digits are 408. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Charlotte, and I am calling from Alabama. I have not heard from my friend John. There were some issues, and then all of a sudden, I couldn't feel him at all. And usually, even if there are issues, I can sense him. Only thing I sense is a bit of confusion.
Yes.
And
okay.
I just feel like something's going on. Can you
Okay. tell me that? First thing, tuning in immediately. Have you checked their Facebook or social media accounts, if they have any?
Check in.
Have you checked their social media or Facebook accounts?
No, I haven't.
Do you know if they have any?
He does, but, yeah, he does have one.
Okay. So I want the first thing that I am being told is for you to check the social media accounts. I feel that there may have been an accident occurring here. I feel like, okay, I'm trying to pick up on the energy. His energy is there, but it's very weak. Okay, so there's either an accident or they're going through a wake-up call, okay? But something has weakened their energy spectrum.
Oh. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye. Now, as you know, here on Psychic Talk Radio, we really don't care to give bad news, but we will give news regardless of whether it's good or bad. We have to be honest and ethical with our practices, and one of the best things to do is if there is any bad news, you say it, you take care of it. That's all there is to it. You got to have the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between. Our next caller today is area code 352. First three digits are 445. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, Reverend Adam. This is Joanna in Florida, and I wanted to know
You
saw my friend Mark reconciling our friendship.
Okay. Yeah, the emotions weigh heavy on this one. Lots of insecurities within him. And what I'm feeling here is this is a challenging time because him having to face what is going on is to face himself and to face the problems within himself that he has not healed from. Okay? I'm seeing a lot of childhood issues that have not been resolved that are now surfacing in the adult life within him. And they're surfacing for a reason, for him to face them, but he keeps running away from them. As far as a direct answer, I do see a reconciliation happening, but the bond may not be as strong as before. Okay?
Okay,
so we're going to give you that little heads up. The bond may need to be rebuilt. This person is a good person, don't get me wrong. I do sense a lot of greatness within the heart and the soul. However, the soul has been tormented for too long, and part of that is them tormenting themselves. Okay.
Yes.
As far as a timeline, I unfortunately do not have a timeline on this one, as this particular subject and situation is very unique, and you're looking at a soul connection between the two of you that is got a lot of different dynamics behind it. You're supposed to act like a mirror to him. He's supposed to act like a mirror to you, but things aren't necessarily lining up energetically right now. You're trying to raise your vibration. This person's kind of staying where they are.
Exactly. You're correct.
So I hope that helps you. I wish you the best of luck on that journey. I think a more private reading would be called for in this case.
Yes, it does. Bless you so much and have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to now be moving on to our next caller for today. Our next caller is going to be area code 520. First three digits are 234. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, it's Lisa calling from Arizona, and I'm hoping that my life improves.
All right, Lisa. Yes, I understand. I know that your life is going to be improving. What's your question today?
I don't see it improving. I don't see it improving. I'm
well, okay, let me stop you right there, okay? Law of attraction, first rule. If you're claiming it, you're making it, okay? You've got to claim that you're going to see that improvement, even if you don't. You have to claim that you're going to see it. You have to vibrate at the frequency that you want.
Right. I get all that. I practiced it, I know. But sometimes the externals are more than anything.
Sometimes you get a little greedy, and that's okay. What's going on with the question today?
So finances, how do you see that? Do you see that improving?
Okay, actually, I do get an improvement about 4 or 5 days.
Okay, great.
And I think you know what's coming in and what's expected to come in. I believe this should be happening within that time period.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a great day. All right, next caller today is area code 111. First three digits are 111. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. This is Jeanette, and I'm calling from California. I would like to know, how am I going to connect with my next place to live, which is coming up shortly, time frame?
Yeah, okay. And you have you chosen the place yet? Because the way you're phrasing it. Okay.
No, I need to connect with it pretty soon here. And I'd like to know what is the quickest way that I should be aware of to connect with it.
Okay. What I'm feeling here, I do apologize for the dog sounds in the background. Downstairs, somebody has knocked on the door. The quickest way to connect with that energy right now is see yourself as if you're already in there, okay? Feel yourself as if you're already in there, but also continue to look and continue to search for it on the external side as well as the internal. And the two will match up. The two will become in alignment with each other. I know you only have a few days to go. I know that that time is very precious because you have a few alignments financially that still need to happen. Everything will come into place in the right divine timing.
And will I find it online?
I'm sorry. We're only doing one-part questions today. If you'd like, you could call in through a private reading.
Okay, I was just trying to clarify what you were saying. Okay.
I understand. What I'm saying is look externally, use every means externally. That means the internet, driving around if you can, looking at different
every
places.
Means.
But
okay,
then also look internally.
Yep. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, wonderful. Bringing on the next caller momentarily, but we're going to do a shout out for Lolita's Parlor here in Marietta, Georgia, one of our sponsors. Please check them out. If you are in Georgia or close by Marietta or in Marietta, check out Lolita's Parlor. It's an ice cream shop with all Hershey's ice cream, wonderful quality ice cream. We have funnel cakes. We have wood fire pizzas over there, wonderful food. Even with a Philly cheesesteak pizza invented by the owner, Lolita. Please check it out across from the NCG movie theater off of Powder Springs Road. All right, going to bring on the next caller now. If you've already called in and had your questions answered, please don't forget to mute your phone and not raise your hand anymore. So you're going to actually push the number one on your touch-tone phone if you've already called in and had your question answered. I believe this is our next caller here. It's going to be area code 520. First three digits are 234. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller, by area code 520. First three digits are 234. You are now live and on air. Okay. We're going to put you back on mute. Next caller is area code 251. First three digits are 599. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, Adam. It's Christy Lee.
Hi, Christy. How you doing? Welcome. Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. Thank you. You've had a,
well,
a nice lineup.
Well, everyone, I'm going to introduce Christy. Christy is a wonderful coworker of mine, a great healer, also coworker of my co-host here on the show, Lolita, as you may know. Christy is a very, very gifted healer, very gifted clairsentient, has that mediumship ability as well. Christy, would you like to share anything with us?
Oh, just thank you so much for letting me come and join in tonight. It's really an honor to be here with y'all, and so thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome. Thank you. Would you like to share how people could get a hold of you for your healing services?
Sure. You can contact me at tapintunein.com. Again, that's tapintunein.com. Also, you can
Wonderful.
Find me over on Facebook as Christy Lee, and that's with a K-R-I-S-T-Y-L-E-E. And I do have a public figure page that you can find out a little bit more about me as well.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing that, Christy. And if you can shoot me a link to your stuff, I will be more than happy to edit that into the show description.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. And I know you have another show coming up, you have a group healing session coming up tonight. So we won't keep you long. I don't know how much time you have. I've got a couple more callers in the queue if you'd like to take one or two with me.
Okay, awesome. But probably about 20 minutes I can hang with you.
Okay, that should be more than enough time. Okay, so the way we're going to do this is I'm going to bring them on air, ask them to ask their questions, share their information with us, and then I'm going to go ahead and answer the question, and then after that I'm going to give you a turn to jump in if you feel you need to or you want to or you're picking up anything, and you can share that information as well, okay?
Perfect.
Thank you. All right. So we're going to go on to the next caller today. Next caller now with Christy also co-hosting temporarily is going to be area code 404-468 for the first three digits. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Shanicia calling from Covington, Georgia. I was calling about my moving situation. Like, when do you see me moving into my new place?
Okay, yes. Give me one moment to tune in, please. Okay, I actually see you moving into the new place. I am trying to pick up the timeline for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, It's anywhere between now and the end of next month. But I'm not getting a specific date here. So anywhere between now and the end of next month is what I'm picking up on.
Okay. Okay, the end of August?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Wonderful. You're welcome. Christy, would you like to share anything on this one?
Yeah. What I'm picking up is that you're definitely like at a time right now of creating a new foundation for your life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also seeing that, they got a little bit of like hesitancy about just the unknownness of the future. And what I'm hearing from your guys, higher self, is to trust yourself, trust the process, and just go into a place of just gratitude. And as you do that, you can move forward, and you'll see things will just open up for you.
Okay. Ooh, thank God.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're more than welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in, and we wish you all the best upon your journeys ahead.
Thank you, guys. Goodbye.
Oh, you're welcome. Sorry I cut you off at the last moment. All right, so we're going to go ahead with our next caller. Great job, Christy. Next caller is going to be area code 914. First three digits are 522. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Catherine from New York, and my question is if I should do business with Chris.
Ah, okay, great question.
Thank you.
Now, Chris is a new individual for you?
Yes.
Okay, just double checking because I've got an old energy connection here, but I'm not sure why it was showing up as old, because on the surface physical level it seems pretty new, but on the other more spiritual level it seems like an old connection.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you, how did you feel about this person when you met them or found out about them?
I met him through social media, and it was like a little, like I felt a little suffocating energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the reason for that is because it's an old cycle connection, old energy connection. What this means is that there are cycles that have been occurring in your life, okay? You have been trying to build and recreate and doing all this other stuff. And what happens is sometimes the old energy that we're trying to move away from kind of rears its ugly head again through new opportunities or new people. And it's not that those new opportunities or new people are bad. It's that sometimes that old vibration comes in through them. And some of them are really good, and it's new vibration, new energy, new movement, new cycle. And then others are old repeats. This one I am getting a direct no from. You do not want to pursue this work with this person. Because there is a direct no here, that means that it is an unhealthy cycle that will repeat itself if you handle business with this individual.
Wow. Okay. That's deep. Wow, I wasn't expecting that. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Christy, would you like to share anything?
I second that. I definitely feel it as a karmic loop is what I would call it, where it's that patterning, that energetic patterning of recreating the same thing. Again, just using a little bit different words than what Adam uses. But I would highly recommend saying no to that. But I would also, before you put your desire out again to have somebody come in, I would clear that energy out. So you don't have to recreate that pattern for you again. I would go in and recommend having that cleared in your Akashic and that whole entire loop so you can be done with that patterning and you can actually learn what it's about and why it was there to teach you, what it was there to teach you, and kind of understand some deeper meaning about it for your future so you can actually line in with what you desire. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
How could you get a hold of you for your services on that?
Yeah, tapintunein.com.
Thank you. And you do Akashic Record clearing and all that.
I do.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much, both of you. Thank you. God bless you.
You're more
Thank
than welcome.
You.
Thank you. Have a great day. And also, I do suggest a private reading. If you go over to howpsychic.com, you can acquire my information through there. Also, my phone number and the link to my website are directly on the show page description. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both. Lovely
You're
evening
welcome.
To you both.
You Thank as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Christy, how do you feel? You're doing good here.
Yeah, it's a good time. I feel grateful. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I'm going to go ahead and let you go. I'm going to put you back on mute here. I know you've got to get ready and get prepared for your healing session tonight. But for those of you out there, Christy is doing awesome work here in the spiritual world, helping people wake up, helping people come to reality, and helping people really heal the inner traumas, heal the old patterns, the old cycles, and the old contracts that no longer serve our highest purpose or our highest good. So once more, we want to give a shout out to Christy and the wonderful work that she is doing, and a great big hurrah.
Thank you so much, and just bless you. Bless everybody who is
bless you as well.
A guest. Thank you.
All right. All right, Christy, I've put you back on mute now, so you can go and prepare. All right, so once more, you are listening to howpsychic.com. This has been your host, Reverend Adam. We even had our guest special surprise host on today for a couple of calls, which is Christy. Her link will also be placed into the show description after the show. We want to thank everyone for calling in, tuning in, listening to today's show. Fortunately, we got through everyone and their calls before the show was over today. We have a couple more here in the queue. I'm going to see if we can get to you here. If I brought you on air, you can just tell us so and maybe give you an option to have another question. Because we've got, you know, we've got a little bit of time left, and I don't want to leave the show just like that. But for those of you tuning in and listening to the show but would like to call in and have your question answered, the call-in for guests is 323-642-1694. And if you want to call in and have that question answered, don't forget to push the number 1 on your phone once you've called in. All right. Now, I don't know if we've taken you on cue yet or not, but this number here is 954. First three digits are 614. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name or your question. Please state your name, your question, and where you are.
Yes, my name is Sharon. I'm from New York. And my question is, recently, my son for Mother's Day gave me an ancestry.com, and it kind of points to me being adopted, and I've had a major loss also. So I feel like I was hit over the head by a cosmic 2x4. So I was wondering, I reached out to several people that were in my DNA ancestry, and I really haven't gotten any answers. And pretty much everybody else is deceased, or I don't really speak with them in my family. So I was just wondering what your take on this was.
Okay.
If I should pursue it, or...
I can really, let me put it this way. I can relate to a degree, okay? Maybe not completely, but to a degree. One, as a spiritualist, and one who has also been within the system before. I was actually adopted at one point before I knew my blood family. What I will tell you is that it is not about where you come from that defines who you are. It is the choices that you make and who you choose to be that matters. I'm going to put you that right now, okay? Also, it may be pointing to adoption, but sometimes these tests are not 100% accurate. Okay, they're very scientific. I will grant you that. They can be very accurate at times, but sometimes they're not entirely accurate. Science is also not perfect. Spirituality is not perfect. Nothing in this world is completely perfect. And the reason for that is because if everything was perfect, there'd be no room for growth.
Right. I understand that. I understand that. Well, I was just curious, and I just wanted to know sort of the history, the lineage, if there's health issues, if there's, you know, there's other aspects to it.
Okay.
But
so
I was just curious if I should pursue it or...
I gotcha.
Yeah, you know, okay. If I should pursue it.
Yeah. So here's the thing, okay? Energetically, health issues, that kind of stuff. If you're working on your emotions, you're working on healing yourself, you can heal anything that comes your way. And I mean anything. And the doctors, they're not going to like me for saying that, okay? The healthcare field doesn't like me for saying that, but it's the truth. If you heal your inner being, if you heal your traumas, you can heal anything. Because the reason we have disease, the reason we have problems physically with ourselves, okay, is because we don't heal what we need to heal emotionally and energetically. And we make bad choices when we don't heal these things. We make decisions that try and guard these things or protect these things so we don't have to face them. In reality, as far as your concerned, your lineage, your ancestry. I know I see a lot of spirits on the other side trying to help you out, trying to protect you, trying to keep you safe, but I don't feel there's any real causes here. I'm not seeing anything psychically that gives me an alarm to say you're going to have this or you're going to have that.
So I really shouldn't worry about pursuing it.
You know, if you want to pursue it, great, but pursue it for reasons that are not coming from fear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Curiosity, you know.
Curiosity is fine. Hey, we all get curious. We all want to know where we come from. But sometimes the reasons we want to know this come from other not so healthy places.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your great insight. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. It looks like we may have another couple callers here. We're going to go ahead and bring you on air. Next caller is area code 845. First three digits are 920. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Maria. I call from New York. The question is, if you can see my daughter get a boyfriend soon.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to restate that question, please.
My daughter is going to get a boyfriend soon.
Is she going to become famous soon? Is that what you're asking?
A boyfriend, fiancé, boyfriend.
Oh, if her boyfriend is famous.
Right.
Okay. Hold on one moment, please.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. So what I am feeling here is that there is a bit of an energy struggle, okay? I don't know how long they've been trying to work at this or what's going on, but I am seeing an energy blockage with the situation, and I'm feeling that there is something, it's sort of like there's something following them around, something that was energetically placed on them, preventing them from achieving their goals.
I see.
Do you understand what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you Spanish? Do you speak Spanish?
No, I'm Italian.
Italian, no. Okay. You know the word strega?
Mega?
No, strega.
Strega.
Strega. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What you are looking at is a strega that puts something bad on this person.
Oh, my goodness. To my daughter or to the guy?
To the guy and the daughter. They don't like the situation.
You're kidding. What am I supposed to do?
You can reach out to me privately. I'll give you my number. You have a phone? A pen and a paper?
Yeah, how much does it cost?
Just reach out to me privately. I'm very affordable.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll give you
give
my
number. Number.
The number?
Yes, give me
I'm
the
sorry?
Number.
Yeah.
Give me
the
number,
is,
I say.
Okay. The number is 443-319.
443. Listen, I'm putting my daughter on the phone. This way you can tell the number.
Okay.
Okay, give me the number. Give me the
okay,
paper.
Yes. The number is 443-319.
I got it 443. I got it then 391.
No, right? 443.
Right.
319.
Okay.
3366.
Okay. So I tell you what
in fact, I'm going to take a. Is it okay if I take down your number here?
Oh, you want my number?
No, the number that you're calling from. I can see it. Is it okay if I call you on that number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One moment. Okay. There we go. All right, I got the number for you. I'll give you a call, okay? That
yeah,
way
it's
easier if you can
excuse
the number.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I can ask another question, please.
Yes, go ahead.
You see if I go in Italy soon with my daughter this year.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. I do see you going. Give me one moment.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a September or November.
Hey, I want to go to the December. I want to go.
In December, you
this
said?
This year. I want to go
yeah,
in December. Here, yeah. Okay, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I see you going this year.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. Grazie.
Prego. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Next caller. And one moment. Let's see here. I'm not sure if I brought you on air yet or not. Next caller is area code 973. First three digits are 279. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Jackie. I'm calling from New Jersey. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Jackie. Have I brought you on air yet?
Today, no.
Okay, wonderful. What's your question today?
Just wondering, how do you see my finances showing up this summer?
All right.
I'm trying to get a loan.
All right. Give me one moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay. So we've gotten all clear on this. I feel the finances are improving as far as getting the loan. I do see you getting the loan. I'm trying to find a timeline for you. You know, they've really been trying to cut down on giving out timelines because people become so dependent upon them. And then they wonder, oh, why doesn't it work on this exact thing? Because everything changes, you know. So we've actually seeing the loan here in August. Now, they're giving me between August 12th to the 17th.
Okay.
So
do you see a time when I'd be moving?
For?
Would it be sometime September, October?
As far as a move?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're on the right timeline for that. Mhm.
Okay. I was concerned because I'm not working this summer. I was concerned if they were going to take that, like, use that against me because I work 10 months calendar year.
Yeah. Mhm. I understand. I don't feel we're going to have that used against you.
Okay. Yeah, because I do need to talk to you off the air. I'll get in touch with you off the air.
Okay, you remember how to get in touch with me?
I could call your number, right?
Yeah, you still have my phone number?
Yeah. I heard you give it to Maria,
okay,
but I know I have you in my book.
Yeah. Okay. Well, one score is just 443-319-3366, okay?
Okay.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Thank you, Lou.
You're welcome. All right, next caller today is area code 2. Okay, next caller today is area code 530. First three digits are 720. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
This is Luca in California. I'm just checking to see if I have a relationship coming in later part of this year or first part of next, or what are you picking up around that?
Okay. Are we looking for which side of the fence?
My side, female.
Okay. Give me one moment, please. Yep, definitely seeing relationship unfolding this year. I feel like you've been raising your vibration a bit, so what's going to manifest is going to be a much better quality than what you've had before. I feel before, communication problems all over the board. This time, communication doesn't seem to be an issue, and family value becomes a little bit more apparent.
Family value.
Yeah. It's like this person has a sense of togetherness, a sense of family value, a sense of looking out for each other.
Nice. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Any idea where I'll find that person or just bump into him?
Okay.
I'm off in the mountains, so.
Yeah.
How we
yeah.
Serve.
Well, you don't have that many resources, do you?
No.
You know,
no.
I feel like you're going to run into this person somehow. So I know it's going to be out and about. I'm not really sensing the online thing. And I don't know why, because you don't have that many resources out there. But whatever you do seems like it's going to work to your advantage.
Perfect. I appreciate that, Adam. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, once more, for those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, please don't forget to visit our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. Howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs, seeking to enlighten your path. Also, for those of you tuning in and listening that would like a private reading and would like to call me up directly, my phone number is 443-319-3366. You are welcome to call that phone number for a private session or setting up an appointment for one after the show, never during the show. So we want to thank everyone for calling, tuning in, and listening to today's show. We have one more caller I'm going to try and bring on air. I don't know if we've taken you, but the area code is 914. First three digits are 522. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, you had taken me already. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. I was listening.
No problem. All right. Sorry to cut you off there. All right, everyone. Well, we want to wish you a namaste, love, light, and good night. That's the end of today's show. We want to thank everyone once more for calling in and listening to today's show. So, everyone, namaste, love, light, and good night.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all namaste, love, and healing.